These bodhisattvas then asked Vimalakirti how the Buddha Shakyamuni, that is to say our own Buddha, as we call him, teaches the Dharma in his world. I'm going to read the whole of the reply. It isn't very long. Vimalakirti says, this is how our Buddha Shakyamuni teaches the Dharma in this world. This is hell. This is the animal world. This is the world of the Lord of Death. These are the adversities. These are the rebirths with crippled faculties. These are physical misdeeds. And these are the retributions of physical misdeeds. These are verbal misdeeds. And these are the retributions for verbal misdeeds. These are mental misdeeds. And these are the retributions for mental misdeeds. This is killing. This is stealing. This is sexual misconduct. This is lying. This is backbiting. This is harsh speech. This is frivolous speech. This is covetousness. This is malice. This is false view. These are their retributions. This is miserliness, and this is its effect. This is immorality. This is hatred. This is sloth. This is the fruit of sloth. This is false wisdom, and this is the fruit of false wisdom. These are the transgressions of the precepts. This is the vow of personal liberation. This should be done, and that should not be done. This is proper, and that should be abandoned. This is an obscuration, and that is without obscuration. This is sin, and that rises above sin. This is the path, and that is the wrong path. This is virtue, and that is evil. This is blameworthy, and that is blameless. This is defiled, and that is immaculate. This is mundane, and that is transcendental. This is compounded, and that is uncompounded. This is passion, and that is purification. This is life, and that is liberation. Thus, by means of these varied explanations of the Dharma, the Buddha trains the minds of those living beings who are just like wild horses. Just as wild horses or wild elephants will not be tamed unless the goad pierces them to the marrow, so living beings who are wild and hard to civilize are disciplined only by means of discourses about all kinds of miseries. Well, there follow further exchanges between Vimalakirti and the bodhisattvas. That is to say, the bodhisattvas who have come from the pure land called sweetly perfumed with all perfumes. However, I'm not going to say anything about all that. We've already, I think, gone sufficiently far into this chapter. There's much already that could be commented on. For instance, the significance of the emanation bodhisattvas bowing down when he arrived in their other pure land. The significance of the remains of the meal being asked for and given. The significance of the meal itself. The significance of the ambrosia or amrita, the nectar of immortality of which the food consists. The significance of the vessel in which the food is contained. Doesn't one, as it were, detect here echoes, reflections of, say, the grail? The significance of the fact that the food is not depleted, even though millions of beings are fed, etc., etc. But I'm not going to say anything about any of these things. I'm going to concentrate on just one topic, a topic which has some connection with our theme this week, some connection with the mystery of human communication. Vimalakirti asked the bodhisattvas, as we've seen, noble sirs, how does the Tathagata Sugandhakuta teach his dharma? And the bodhisattvas reply, the Tathagata does not teach the dharma by means of sound and language. He disciplines the bodhisattvas only by means of perfumes. What a nice way of being disciplined. the Buddha Sugandhakuta, that is to say, teaches the Dharma. Nothing less than that, teaches the Dharma by means of perfume. Perfumes are his medium of communication. I mean, how strange, how extraordinary. So this is our topic. Perfumes as a means of communication. It may throw some light on communication in general. And we'll then go on to a related passage in chapter 11 entitled Lesson of the Destructible and the Indestructible. But first of all, the perfumes. I'm going to deal with the topic under three main headings. Perfumes in general, the symbolism of perfume, and perfume as a means of communication.